Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What's a tick? I guarantee if they have Georgia Tech's talent, it's more formidable. I'm not even saying give them Clemson, because I think that day and era, like, I'm not sure that's possible anymore for them.
Now, stock down, getting mad about the AP poll, because I just...
Did you see her defense?
Yeah, just say you're wrong.
Yeah.
I made a mistake, I'm wrong.
It's narcissism.
We move on. There were other people, I think Fornelli pointed this out on the cover three, there were people who put...
Yes, it was 9 people that had, I believe, SMU ahead of Baylor.
Okay, yeah. So it's like, what are we doing? Like, good God, people. But how is Vanderbilt behind South Carolina? How is Vanderbilt not ranked, first off? Secondly, Vanderbilt went to Daunting Lane Stadium and whooped Virginia Tech. South Carolina, let's call it what it was, labored their way on a neutral against Virginia Tech.
It's a simple. One was a standalone game on ESPN on Labor Day weekend, and the other was allegedly on the ACC network.
Do you guys not get ACC network?
We do, Obviously I was locked in, but I know I was one of that. I bet that broadcast was equivalent to a live tournament.
We had it on the quad box at the house I was at.
Yeah, that's probably it. Most college football moment of the week: the Mizzou kid having the kick for $25,000 and then immediately ripping his shirt off and then having underneath it FKU and kicking the football over to the Kansas sideline. Like, that's what sports are all about. It's good to see rivalries mean something again.
Look, I'm a sucker for some goalposts ripping down, man. So good job, Mississippi. I didn't know we did that anymore. Where'd they take those bad boys? Do we know?
I mean, I would assume the Cotton District. The other problem, though, is, and you get why they do it, because those things ain't cheap. We now everybody has the collapsible goalposts. Those things were down in like 6 seconds. Like, the best part used to be the...
You have the kid on the top.
Is it going to knock it down? Like, I don't know. Like, let's see. That used to be the best part. Dumpster fire of the week. I'm actually not going with Florida. I am going with Virginia Tech.
Can I read you, for those who are not aware, can I read you the second half of Vanderbilt Virginia Tech? It is a thing of...
Please, by all means, and do not take your time on the Diego stuff.
Beauty. So, for those who are unaware, that daunting Lane Stadium environment had the Hokies up 20-10 at halftime. Let's start in the second half, shall we? 11 play, 75-yard touchdown drive, Vanderbilt, 17.
How much time off the clock?
6 minutes, 58
There
seconds.
We go.
Virginia Tech, 3 plays, 9 yards, punt. Vanderbilt, 7 plays, 75 yards, 5 minutes, 26 seconds, touchdown.
Yeah, well, they've gotten some quick strike elements. Hey, by the way, Vandy had some explosive plays as well.
Virginia Tech, 3 plays, negative 13 yards, punt. Vanderbilt, 8 plays, 56 yards, touchdown, 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Tech, 3 plays, 0 yards, punt. Vanderbilt, 3 plays, 72 yards, touchdown. Virginia Tech, 4 plays, 6 yards, downs. Vanderbilt, 4 plays, 31 yards, touchdown.
By the way, those last two drives were the backups.
So Vanderbilt started the second half with 5 consecutive touchdown drives, and Virginia Tech did not get a first down.
Yes, they scored 34 second half points with a missed extra point.
Yep.
There's nothing like having an underdog and missing an extra point and not even blinking. I was like, I'm not even remotely worried about that. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into the list. We now know the official punishment for Jalen Carter. We have a new big contract in the NBA that I'm sure everyone is pumped about. We'll discuss that and more when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, we do a little thing called the list. Let's fire it up. Monday Night Football. All right, Tim, so as we mentioned a little bit at the open, last night the Vikings scored 21 fourth quarter points to take a 27-4 win over the Bears on Monday Night Football. We had the Manning cast. We had the return of Monday Night Football. Here's the thing that kind of struck me. If I just tell you the Bears win, or my bigger point, if I tell you the Vikings beat the Bears 27-24, you're not all that surprised. But what was it about watching the game that you were just like, oh my God? Because obviously there's a defensive score in there as well, but it's almost like the way the game played out, it distracted you that the result really wasn't all like that shocking.
Well, I think what was shocking was the first half, J.J. McCarthy just didn't look like the dude, right? He's missing passes. They're not really letting him go downfield at all to Justin Jefferson. But as the game wore on, that's where you're like, oh, yeah, this thing could be serious here. This could be legit. And, yeah, look, you got a comeback in the fourth quarter for a second consecutive primetime spot. It wasn't as
drastic,
shocking
dramatic
as we saw on Sunday night, which was historic. But still, I mean, J.J. McCarthy, first quarterback to come from a 10-point-plus deficit in his debut since Steve Young in 1985. First player in NFL history to have 2 10-plus passing yard touchdowns and a 10-plus rushing yard touchdown in the fourth quarter of any game. So I don't know. I don't know if the stock is up, but I think to your point, I think that's what's the most surprising is that we saw this performance from him in the way that we did.
Did you think Caleb was bad?
No.
So here's some numbers, and I totally understand. I'm someone that gets – people can root against people because they don't like them. I don't understand that. Do you happen to know what the Bears' rushing success rate was last night?
It was probably pretty good. I thought Swift was running the ball well.
19%. Do you know what that would have ranked for teams in week one?
Probably last.
That would be dead last. In fact – the team that was at 31st was closer to 30th than it was to them. So they could not run the football, and I don't think that this is a coincidence. In the first half, all of a sudden, the first half they're moving it, the Vikings have their game plan, and in the second half they had no respect for the running game, and they said, screw it, we're coming after him. He was pressured at 44% of his throws. Care to guess where that ranked for week one in terms of quarterback pressures?
Number one.
Did he miss a throw or two? Most certainly did. I just don't know how you watched that game and you thought that's why they're losing. Because yeah, the other thing. Like there were drives that he was keeping alive by getting out of jail.
Yeah. No, I mean he was impressive.
You know what discourse I think really needs to be nitpicked a little bit more? The redraft of that class. Beyond this, if you want to say it's clear and obvious that Jaden Daniels should have been taken number one, fine. I do also want to point out, had the Commanders had the number one pick, they were taking Caleb Williams. But that's it's not an exact science. If you want to say we're redrafting, Jaden goes number one. This is where I think it starts to develop. The hot takes after that, I don't quite understand the Drake May crowning. And I honestly think what it is Bill Simmons just watched Mac Jones play quarterback, and he's just been shoving it down everyone's throat that Drake May's the best. He's awesome. He's great. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. I don't know. Every time I watch him play, usually he has a pretty good first script, pretty good first half, and then when teams turn up the heat in the second half, he tends to struggle. How is that any different than what we watched last night?
I'll be honest, I haven't seen enough of Drake May. I think he did pretty good at the end of last year, but I think there's some people in my I've got some Viking fans in my life, and I thought the point that has been made is Kevin O'Connell deserves a lot more credit.
Oh, that's the other. So in the end, I guess what I think is it's weird. I oftentimes think some coaches get too much credit. Kevin O'Connell's a guy that thinks doesn't get enough credit. The guy had us for a while. Remember when Josh Dobbs signed with them and we were wondering like, oh my God, is this guy going to be an all-pro for like 3 weeks?
Yep.
Every single guy that he's ever had at quarterback exceeds expectations. Part of why I'm willing to give JJ the benefit of the doubt despite never really loving him at Michigan is if Kevin O'Connell kind of like tapped him, then it's like, all right, well, I do trust that guy.
Look, I am, as you know, I am a big Kirk defender. They were like, yeah, we're good. You can go. And granted, he was coming off of the Achilles tear.
And it was a financial decision, too.
Sure. And Sam Darnold was a financial decision.
Yep.
And how did Sam Darnold look week one?
Well, he looked like Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, right?
Right. So the question is, who was Minnesota Sam Darnold?
And that's why I think you look at this Minnesota team.
That was Samuel. Sam. That was a different Sam.
You look at this Minnesota team. That's the first game. That's the first game for J.J. McCarthy.
Well, I did also, though, wonder, in the first half when there was kind of like that just punt fest, I did think to myself, like, both of these teams stink.
I think Minnesota might be pretty good. They won 14 games a year ago, and I think the roster's better.
I will say the NFC North last year had the advantage of when everyone came into the season, they were playing the NFC West, and you thought that was going to be tough. And the NFC West, like, everyone was collectively down, so they took advantage of that. I have my worries about the Lions and not the coordinator thing. I'm very worried that up front they've not replaced what was a right very now. Good offensive line, and I'm very concerned about that. I am also a big believer of, despite how much I hate the Philadelphia Eagles, they're the champs, and they've given me no reason to say that they don't deserve to be the team that you talk about first.
They should. And I'll jump in. They should be. I think.
But the Packers. Oh my God, was that scary on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, right down the field,
like bang, 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 and then
get some,
and then like Detroit could not move the ball.
Yeah, Jeff Hafley is. He's
yeah,
like, you know what? I don't miss.
I did not miss
coach of Boston College.
I did not miss that job.
I got Micah Parsons. We're all in. But man, I tell you what, man, this Vikings team's pretty damn good too. So it's gonna be a fun division. We circle a lot of these games. It's been, you know, they're always kind of fun rivalries. We don't get to see Minnesota play a division team until November after last night. And then towards the back end of the season, we've got weather in Green Bay. I mean, week 18, we've got Minnesota at Green Bay. That could be a massive game.
Okay. Did any...
Am I reading this schedule right?
Well, I was
Minnesota goes abroad back-to-back. Minnesota doesn't go on the road until October 23rd. and they're playing the Chargers. So really, they don't have a challenging environment until November. That's pretty crazy.
Is this the least chaotic week one? We didn't have like a, because what I do remember last year when we were doing our Friday show and you were like, hey man, like 87% of survivor pools have the Bengals over the Patriots.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, all right, well, there just went 25,000 people gone. I don't think we had the big, oh my God, right?
No, we didn't. Pretty much the only, so we've talked about it on the show. So Circa Survivor is the biggest legal sports contest ever. Over $18 million are in the pool. Every entry is $1,000. And last year, to your point, we saw 39% of the entries eliminated in week one.
Which is insane.
By week five, I think 97% was gone. This week in Survivor, the top eight, top seven all advanced.
Because I got to think, the Cardinals.
Broncos was one, 38%. I was on the Broncos in Survivor. They made it a little sweaty, but got there. 7,173.
So hold on, you watched that, right?
Broncos game?
Yeah.
Bits and pieces we were
okay,
running around.
Okay, are you with me that Cam Ward's stat line did not match actually how good he looked at times?
I think he looked really good, and I'm kind of happy I went against him there, and I don't really want to go against him.
Yeah, like, because this is that one where I was telling Calkins in the morning, I was like, I know the stat line's going to say whatever it did, but I was watching and was like, oh, this looks different. Like, it's functional. He let, like, a deep out rip, and it was just like, I was like, the numbers don't really tell the story. He made some rookie quarterback mistakes. Like, he took some really bad sacks when they were in field goal range, all that. But I found myself going, like, I am more than Cam curious.
I think, yeah, I think he's
and
got a
also
chance.
On the flip side, I know you had some shorts last year at the draft. I hope you didn't move those positions. I still got my Bo Nix shorts ready to go.
Yeah, I think this was the. I mean, I couldn't.
When I heard Peyton said we're going to put more on his plate, I go, no, don't do that. That's a bad thing.
I couldn't believe
some of those throws he had tried to make.
Well, that and just the overall groupthink on the Broncos are going to win this division. You might be right that the Chiefs are vulnerable, but yikes. Okay.
Did anyone go through their schedule last year? It's like 10-7, and I don't know if they beat a playoff team other than the Chiefs the week where the Chiefs decided they were not letting over their dead body were the Bengals getting in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. They were like,
was that week 18?
That was
they
week
started
18.
Carson
they
Wentz.
Started Carson Wentz.
They lost 31-0 or something like that?
Yeah, but it was like, you know, everyone's like, I always love the Chiefs. It's, we're not scared of the Bengals. Well, your coach basically just admitted, like, he may not be scared of them. He doesn't want to see them.
I mean, who'd you rather see in the playoffs? I don't want to see Joe Burrow.
I very much would rather have seen the Broncos, if that was the question.
Yeah. By the way, I'm just looking at, and I'm mad at myself here. The Bills were, like, at some shops, like, minus 270 to win the division. It's now minus 700. Like, they're not winning the AFC East.
I think, I'm not even pandering to Georgia. I'm not even trying to be prisoner of the moment. I think the second best team in that division is the Jets.
It ain't the Dolphins, that's for sure.
The Dolphins are like the biggest bummer team. All right, so here were the Broncos' wins over playoff teams. They beat the Bucs in week three. That was actually a good win. They stomped them.
Yeah, like Baker, I remember that.
Baker looked lost. They beat... That was it. Kansas City. The Bucs.
Kansas City without their starters.
Correct. Those are their two playoff wins.
So they went 15 weeks.
Correct.
Yikes.
Pittsburgh, playoff team, lost. Chargers, playoff team, lost. Ravens, playoff team. Tell me if this one was close. 41-10. Chiefs, they did have that. That was the nutty, the blocked field goal game where they actually could have beaten them in Kansas City. Loss, and they lost to the Chargers and the Bengals. I just think there was way too much Bronco groupthink, and no one like actually bothered to be like, all right, can we like look and see what happened last year? Because I'm with you. I'm shorting the Broncos. All right. Speaking of the National Football League, Jalen Carter did get his suspension announced, and I do feel validated because the NFL even agreed with me. I actually thought it was smart by Jalen Carter to spit on Dak before the first series because he got kicked out essentially before the first play of the game. They essentially acknowledged they viewed that as a one-game suspension. And then they fined him, I think, was it $56,000 and change?
57 and change. It was
$57,222.
It's his game check.
Okay. The league also says the game he was ejected in will serve as his one-game suspension. Quote, after talking to the Eagles, the NFL, and the NFLPA, Jalen has decided not to appeal and focus on the Chiefs game, according to Carter's agent, Drew Rosenhaus. Good to see him finally get his name back out there. Honestly, I'm kind of excited for it because that at least means he's going to play in the Chiefs game.
Yeah, there were some people out there be like, they're going to suspend him so the Chiefs don't start 0-2. I agree with this move. He made a dumb decision, really dumb decision. He got kicked out of the game before it started. We don't need to belabor the point. He got essentially suspended. So
because I felt this way when you, I'm also I'd like to get an answer. Where's Florio? This is where I need Florio. This is when he's my legwork. Why did we not see the video of the second spitter until after the game? I am not defending what Jalen Carter did. But it does change my opinion when I sit there and go, how could you do that? Like, I think it goes from one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on a football field to just something very dumb. Because you also cannot divorce yourself from the fact that he went in front of not one, but two officials. Like, what are you doing? So I am still acknowledging it's dumb. But the fact that Dak is looking right at him and spitting at him, it does at least change the narrative a little bit. And think how much that pains me to try and defend the Eagles. Oh God! Also, Eli brought Saquon on the Manning cast. Oh, just they're like yucking it up. I mean, Saquon's like, yeah.
Yeah, but don't worry, Russ is starting week two.
You know what made it worse? I had made my peace with it. And that it's going to suck. I'm going to hate it because I don't believe in him. And I also acknowledge all of the offensive problems were not him. I also acknowledge very few solutions are his as well. The fact that they just teased me on Sunday that, hey, let's play the new guy. And then they come back with yesterday and they do what they did and they say we're sticking with Russ. It's just an extra kick in the nuts. Because I actually think there's now, for a while, I thought there were football reasons to not play Jackson. I think the football reasons are now to play Jackson. That offensive line is so bad that you have to have somebody that can actually avoid some pressure. They need to play him. Malik Nabers is going to pull a Tyreek at some point. Bad.
It was really bad, and I had the Giants plus six, and that was
you know what I did too, and then you know what I also did? I went back and looked. For someone who hates his team, I always convince myself we're undervalued in week one. Like, I've gone back, it's like six straight losing bets. Last year, I convinced myself, come on, it's Sam Darnold's Daniel Jones. Yeah, Daniel's not like great, but he's better than Sam Darnold. It's like 34-6. Also, I am kind of low-key happy for my boy DJ.
DJ played well, man.
He was never that bad with the Giants.
Well, it's funny because he overthrew a screen pass on like the first drive and NFL memes or something like that tweeted out like, oh, Daniel Jones in mid-season form. Yeah. How'd that game go?
All right, I want to discuss this one with you, the Big 12. All right, how intently were you paying attention to Missouri, Kansas on Saturday?
I'll be honest, not that closely.
Okay, so because I was doing the middle of a watch along with my old boss, I had the game on. I did not understand exactly what had happened, but we get from Heather Dinich, the Big 12 officiating crew. A Big 12 officiating crew has been reprimanded following a rules violation in Missouri's 42-31 win over Kansas on Saturday, the conference announced today. The play occurred in the first quarter after Missouri's first touchdown when the Tigers were flagged for an unsportsmanlike conduct. Kansas blocked the extra point attempt, and the ensuing kickoff was illegal. The Big 12 officials allowed a punt to occur on a free kick in violation of Rule 2, Section 16, Article 6 of the NCAA football rules. The Big 12 officiating crew has been removed from its next scheduled assignment on Friday. I'm very unclear about this. Obviously, if you get a safety, you have the choice between a punt or a kickoff. Did the Big 12 crew think that it was a free? Like, it's still a kickoff. Even if you move it back 15 yards, it's after a touchdown. I am very confused as to how they even talked themselves into thinking that a punt would be allowed.
Yeah, I don't. I saw that come out, and I'm like, "What? I don't understand. How do they? Yeah, how do they bungle that so badly?"
I'm very, very confused. Because that's the, it's also the wording where it says on a free kick. A free kick is different than a kickoff. Now Tim's just sending me things just to.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I've told you, I'm already out on the redrafts.
Were you talking about this?
Yes.
Bo Nix second?
Oh no, I'm not even necessarily talking about this specific one. This
is DraftKings Sportsbook.
All last night, this is all that the internet was on.
DraftKings Sportsbook put out, how would the 2024 draft be redrafted? Jaden Daniels 1. Okay, we can all agree with that. Bo Nix 2. No. Michael Penix 3. Probably not. Like, Caleb would be the second pick. Stop.
Well,
he'd be the second pick.
The other thing is, it's not also a fair discussion. If they were redrafting back a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever, Caleb would have gone number one to whichever team had it.
Like, yeah, if we know what we know now, Jaden Daniels would go ahead of.
You know what? I think I'm going to stand on my ground. I think Tom Brady should have been drafted before Bruce Gradkowski.
I don't know.
Again, I'm going to go out and I'm going to say it. I think that was a mistake.
Some interesting hindsight.
I'm just saying, I know, listen, for all fellow Maction fans out there, I know that Bruce had a skill set. And you know what? I think he should have gone ahead of Spurgeon Win. I do. I know that is controversial.
It's a bold take.
But I really do believe Brady should have gone ahead of Spurgeon Win.
Now, should he actually have gone ahead of...
Wasn't that a bad draft? It's the 2000 draft, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm just trying to think of a random person.
Is that Couch's draft?
The first pick was Courtney Brown.
All right. Oh, that's a very defensive draft.
And then it was LeVar and Chris Samuels back-to-back to the Redskins.
Those were two pretty good picks.
Yeah. I think if I'm looking at... Oh, Brady's obviously a Hall of Famer.
Chad Pennington goes
first. Well, Brady's
first.
Not a Hall of Famer yet.
That's true, but Chad Pennington goes one in the eight. He was the 18th pick.
Correct. Sebastian Janikowski, shout out Lane, 17th overall pick.
Giovanni Carmazzi.
Hofstra, right?
Yep. Also, I know for a fact right. The Giants would have picked, if you had this version of Mara, the Giants would have picked him up and I would have had to sit there. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm so glad that Tommy DeVito's not on the roster anymore. And it's like, it's made someone that's probably super easy to root for, but just with all the antics that the New Yorkers did, it's like, I just can't stand this. All right, I'm going to say he should have gone in front of that, in front of Carmazzi. Chris Redman, who could forget the big...
Louisville, baby.
He was the lefty, right? Now, remember they had backs... was Redman the lefty?
Mark Bolger, he was a 6th-round pick. Probably still would have taken Tom over Bolger, but, you know...
Who was career. There was the big left-handed quarterback for Louisville. I don't think it's Redman, but it's right around the same. It might have been right after Redman. I remember like there was like a Thursday night where they beat Florida State.
Brom?
No.
Yeah, I can't remember. T. Martin.
LaFleur's?
No, LaFleur's. His brother was deaf, so he could speak sign language. I do remember
that's
that
right,
fun fact.
Yeah.
This is like, and like it was like, he was like 2002-ish, and the guy had like 3% body fat. They made a big deal out of that. I don't remember. Maybe that wasn't Redmond. Yeah, T was a fifth rounder. Bulger's the sixth rounder. Spurgeon Wynn, sixth rounder as well.
Dave Ragone?
That's it. Ragone. That's the one. They made it. Chuck Amato made the biggest deal. This is the greatest looking athlete I've ever seen. Like, it was just the most ridiculous thing. I will never forget that. I'll forget his name, but I won't forget that. Yeah, the redrafts. Have we learned nothing also from C.J. Stroud?
I don't know. Bryce Young didn't really help out his
No, he did not help.
Stuff.
Bryce definitely did the, hey, all the good fortune and goodwill that I had from the end of last year. Now, I will also say, for those of us sitting here with the Jags NFC or AFC South ticket, just saying, that looked like a different team.
They look pretty good.
I'm also still not convinced Trevor's very. I'm not sure Trevor's good.
No.
I'm not sure. I feel like Trevor's new stat line is 19 of 31 for 221 touchdown and a pick. Like, I feel like every Trevor Lawrence game. I swear. Let's look. I need to look up Saturday. I think he was around there on Saturday. It's like every time you look up, it is some version of that stat line. Even in a game where you quote, like it's like, oh, you see the final score, 26-10, you think, must have been awesome. Yep, 19-31, 178, a touchdown and a pick. They did run the ball very well. All right, let's take a quick break. There's some real stinky lines we got to talk about.
Woohoo!
Let's talk about that. Are we embracing the stink? Are we going to mind trap ourselves? We'll do all that next right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Tim. as a man that prides himself by being someone that gets in the mud and embraces the stink like you do, this has to be a tough week for you. Because this could be one of those weeks where you even have to kind of recalibrate your brain. And I love how we get started right off the bat. Thursday night, NC State goes to Winston-Salem, the artist formerly known as BB&T Stadium. I don't know, it's like Truist or something stadium now. -7 against Wake, and Wake is god-awful. That feels like a trap.
It is up to 7.5.
Okay, that makes me feel slightly better. However, the only reason it makes me feel slightly better is because I saw -7 this morning. Had I seen 7.5, I think I would have had the same reaction.
Yeah, I would have agreed on that. But yeah, the one that jumps out to me weekday-wise.
Kansas State. Yep.
Yeah, baby. Kansas State.
Is this a conference game?
Conference game, I think.
Because remember this game last year wasn't a conference game.
Hold on. I got the Phil Steele here. Let me double check that this is a conference game here. But Kansas State has done this so far. Lose in Ireland to Iowa State. All right. Not too bad of a loss. Come back to beat FCS North Dakota.
Big 12 Wildcats meet for non-conference showdown.
Oh, jeez. And then lose to Army, who lost to Tarleton State.
And did they have like a 17-0 lead?
They were up at halftime. I don't know what the lead was. Arizona, on the flip side, destroyed Hawaii in a terrible spot for the Bows, and then beat Weber State. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, Kansas State just took money today to go to a favorite. I will be on Kansas State.
All right, I'm trying to find. That was one of those games that I felt like got lost in the middle of, in between like watching Florida collapse and then
also
the night.
Army had a 32.5% postgame win expectancy. Kansas State, by the way, postgame win expectancy against Iowa State 77.6% and against Army 67.5%, and they're 1-2.
They led 13-0.
Yeah. When you're up against Army 13-0, you should be able to salt that one away.
All right, let's get to Saturday, because I could not agree more when you pointed out, I was like, oh, that line reeks. Also, this Memphis Troy line's in my head. Because we kind of did the guess the line on Monday, and then George had it. And George said it was 4. When he said it was 4.5, I wondered if it was, you know, like when DraftKings will give you those like low limit lines that you can mm-hmm. bet early. Yep. I thought it was that. Nope. It is just that in general.
So it did open 7 at Circa, and now it's down to 4.
I can't tell if that is.
So
I can't Memphis tell if that is a Clemson-based reaction.
Is this is a look-ahead spot to Arkansas?
It is, and it's a back-to-back road game.
Now, I would say the thing working in Memphis's favor is that I probably would look to bet Troy if Troy had just gotten beaten like 63-0 to Clemson.
I also think if Memphis is able to run the ball, they're actually, especially if it's under a touchdown, I kind of like them because, like, the biggest problem with Clemson is, to me, it's like they cannot run the football at all. So now Klubnik is just running for his life and trying to throw. I kind of think Memphis will run it on him. The other stinky ones, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Clemson -3.5, Georgia -3.5. They're both sitting there, correct? I've not seen movement.
Yeah, there's one shop in town in Vegas that has Clemson -3, but it is 3.5 consensus. And yes, Georgia down to 3.5. I'll point a couple of unique spots out.
All right.
Sandwich spot. Oklahoma just beat Michigan.
Yep. And they got Auburn.
They play host to Auburn, Jackson Darnold returning, and they're on the road in Philadelphia getting some Wawa hoagies. I will be on the Temple Owls, and I will probably hate myself.
I liked it a lot more when it was 24 and a half.
Yeah, it's down to 23 at some spots. I do think there's some 24s. Yeah, there's still very few, but there's a couple 24s still out there.
And then Auburn has South Alabama.
Ooh, I didn't think about that as a
25.
Yeah. The boys of USA were competitive last week, too. Major Applewhite squad got the cover against...
yeah, it's an 11:45 game.
Put that one down here.
Auburn. I'm also not sure... So Hugh does love to run it up in those games, but the one thing about Jackson Arnold is I'm not sure Jackson is the type of pure passer that just can do the Hugh's going to run it up, because like they have to run the football enough and he's not just hitting like the bomb shots. Like the same thing, I thought about taking Auburn last week against Ball State because Ball State's offense is so aggressive. Ball State put up 3 points. That was about what I expect. I should have taken Ball State under team total, but, you know, I had everything else on the card. That's kind of a spot that's looking at me.
How about Iowa State going on the road to Arkansas State? Fresh off of the Cy-Hawk Trophy win, Arkansas State giving up a nice 600 spot to the Arkansas offense last week. Brutal spot for Iowa
State. I can't decide if Arkansas is the obvious just bet this, or I can't decide if everyone's just going to be on Arkansas.
You're talking about regular Arkansas?
Yes, when they play Ole Miss, because I think it's eight or 8.5.
That one's another big move. That was like, hold on. That opened last week 12.5. It's down to 8.
Ole Miss doesn't get many conference night games. I would throw that out there. I do worry, though. That's that spot where Ole Miss blitzed them by like 50 last year. And I know a lot of the players don't return, but there's just something psychologically about when you beat a team that badly and then turn around and play them the next year. And I think Green is underrated. Like, I can just see where that gets into a good old-fashioned Ole Miss-Arkansas shootout.
All right, so for the spot of the season, we need Arkansas to be competitive. And maybe Memphis to kind of be a little sluggish so we can...
Maybe Memphis wins by a field goal late.
Ooh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Because I don't think you want Memphis losing.
No, I don't think I want them losing. I think I want them winning by like 3 in an ugly game. And I want Arkansas winning would be... Now, I know there's a lot of Ole Miss fans listening, but Arkansas winning would be tremendous.
Oh, yeah, with Notre Dame on deck.
Oh, yeah, that would just be primo spot. All right, a couple others that I wrote down.
I'm seeing Arkansas down to 7.5.
Yeah, that's a big move. How about Mizzou?
27, right?
Against Louisiana. Walker Howard.
Excuse you, Lafayette. We don't play that game with them.
Sorry, Raging Cajuns. Just beat Kansas, Border War. Next week, host Lenora Sellers in South Carolina. 27-point favorites against the Cajuns.
The only problem I have with that is I'm not sure Lafayette's good.
I don't think they are. And
they lost to Rice, and it wasn't that fluky.
Was it 14-12?
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, I got a stinker. Late night.
Oh, Cal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Cal.
Oh, that one reeks.
Yeah. My guy, JKS, baby. Jaron Kiwi Sagapuulitelli.
Single-handedly, I have that ticket, and it is a massive future, and I just know, like, I guess I just...
Sagapuulitelli!
I just have to start, like, I'm now at the point where I have to start betting on Cal to try and minimize the outstanding risk from the bet.
There was movement today on that line, too. It was 2.5 down to 1. So, yes, I'm on Cal. I took Cal 2.5, and then I don't do this often. Probably going to bite me in the rear end. I did Cal up to 7.5 and Georgia money line, and it was like +115. I almost never do that, but Cal Minnesota is a total of 43, so essentially it's an NFL total. And then you want another random one. How about the fact that SMU is going to Missouri State?
Yeah, I saw that.
In between Baylor
and TCU
and the Iron Skillet game.
Yeah, that's one to watch. All right, we'll
Mizzou State plus 28, please.
We will, of course, be monitoring throughout the rest of the week. Let's take a quick break. We come back. We tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys, for today's Don't Tell These Story, tell your story. We got to go with Haley Sawyer, the AP voter, when asked to explain her process of having Florida still ranked and South Florida unranked in her AP poll ballot.
Bless you.
I don't want to get too much into my process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all your feedback. She said wildly sarcastically. There's tons of people that vote on the AP poll. It's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you pick because it does even out. It's really fun for discussion, but it probably doesn't matter in the end. Then don't vote. If you think it doesn't matter, then don't do it.
I don't want to diminish the AP poll, but these are beat reporters who spend their whole day at one game. People like you and me should be voting on this.
Beat reporters should not be voting.
No, nor should coaches. I mean, SIDs.
Correct. But we've also done a thing like we just systematically moved on from that. Ah. All right, my man. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, see you, dude.
That is Tim Murray of VSiN. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.